Oak Ridge boy William Lee Golden debuts as a songwriter at 85 with I've Got My Heart on You, a heartfelt duet featuring rising star Danny Stefanati. Inspired by his son Solomon's words during his touring days, this song blends Golden's legendary status with Stefanati's fresh talent. Golden, a country and gospel Hall of Famer with 5 Grammys, brings decades of experience to his first self-penned track. Stefanati, an award-winning artist, adds her virtuoso guitar skills and contemporary flair. This collaboration offers a poignant tribute to family bonds. With Golden's rich baritone and Stefanetti's emotive vocals, I've Got My Heart on You promises to resonate with longtime fans and new listeners alike.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Bethany.
And we are
Sisters in Song.
So tonight we are welcoming to the show Country Music Hall of Fame and Oak Ridge boy William Lee Golden and Danny Stefanati. Welcome to the show.
And where are you both tonight?
I'm in Tennessee, at my home in Tennessee, just out in the edge of Nashville, Tennessee, out here at Hendersonville on Station Camp Creek. And Danny's in California.
Palm Springs. So I know we're going to focus on your new duet tonight, and we wanted to know, it's a very transcendent song, and so I'm interested to know about your inspiration for writing it.
So my inspiration for writing it was actually my youngest son. I've got 4 sons, and Solomon is my youngest. And it was a time that he had kind of been pulled from me, me and his mother divorced. I'm on the road 150 days a year with the Oak Ridge Boys and have been for over 50 years. So I've been an absentee father and an absentee husband for 150 days a year, most years. And I was never absent in my heart, because getting home and getting to spend time with your family and your kids is it's always the greatest joy and the greatest pleasure and greatest treasures. It was that when his mother and I divorced 10, 11 years ago, maybe. She moved to Austin, Texas, and took him with her, and made it awkward for me to be able to communicate with him, actually. Him being like 12 and approaching 13. He's 23 now, and he's in college in Austin studying medicine. He's an EMT, emergency medical technician, and he's studying for his practitioner license to have. He's in college studying all of that. But I'm real proud of Solomon. But it was when he was in high school, his junior and senior year, I was having trouble reaching out. And this has been 3 or 4 years ago now that when I wrote this song. But I was home here alone on a weekend, and I couldn't reach him. I'd leave messages, and it had been several days. And so it would be a month or two apart when I would even get to communicate with him. And it was just, to me, it was heart-wrenching. And I realized at my age how fast time is slipping away. And so that's what I was inspired to do something that I could give to him that would be, he might treasure in his later years more than he would be trying to put in a letter what I feel for him. I didn't feel like that would be something that he might keep. It might go directly in the trash, but at least. So I got to writing this song, and I spent all weekend this song and the words and deep into the fact that life is slipping away and that he's been pulled away. And it seemed like that every year we grow, it's harder to have a communication through his adolescence and teenage years. Certainly I would have liked to have been a part of. But again, it was my anguish inside and my heartache and my love for him that I started pouring out from the time he was born and remembering all the things that we had done together early on. The first verse, I sang it, and then the chorus come to me, but all weekend I was deep into this, and I wasn't writing it down, but I was going over it in my mind and singing it out loud here because I was by myself. And so I did that all weekend, and then I finally wrote all the words down. But I had it, and I shared with Jeff Panzer that I had written this, but I didn't have music to be able to or didn't have it on tape. I couldn't share with him what I did. And so he occasionally would ask me about that. And I say, well, I still haven't put it to music. And so about 8 or 9 months later, a year later, he said, I want you to send me your voice of singing the song. And I had met Danny before that, and she's an incredible talent. Danny's written over 300 songs, and they're all great. She's an extremely talented singer and an incredible guitarist, and I admire her talent. And for her to take it on and take my a cappella version that I sang into my phone, take it and help me mold it into the song it became. She got me to repeat the chorus line again, and also on the bridge to repeat a couple of those two or three lines in the bridge and to repeat those, what it was saying. And so she helped me refine my song and to put all the music behind it. She put the whole orchestration behind it and layered her guitar licks and feels into it. But then she brought it here to Tennessee and wanted me to put my singing on it. She had it, but she had sent me a version of her singing the song. Well, I fell in love with her version of the song. She kicked it up a notch with more tempo to the song than I originally was. Being an old man writing the song and then having a young person with a contemporary feel in music to blend with that song to help make it what it is. And it wouldn't be the song it is if it weren't for Jeff Panzer and for Danny Stefanetti, and also for my young son, Solomon, that he would leave messages on the phone, you know. Hey there, this is Solomon. I got my heart on you. And I keep those messages on my phone. And later on, when I changed phones, I got a friend of mine, John Muir, to download my messages from Solomon onto a CD so I could always keep it. And but it was, that's his lines that he would say as a little boy, 5 and 6 years old. I got my heart on you. That was his words of expression of love. And it was real good. I thought it was so touching and so sweet to me. I wanted to save that with his version of it. And so Danny helped me put all of this together. I can't thank her enough, and I can't thank Jeff enough. It's something that I'll treasure, and I'm so happy to share it with my son and let him know that from my standpoint, that all those words come from our times together, from the time he was born till he was like 12 or 13. And it's still a hard thing to be that far, you know, in the distance that you can't go over and visit, or he can come over here and visit more often. I hope that someday that the song will mean as much to him as it did of me getting it outside of me and to get my feelings on a melody rather than try to write a long letter that he might be in a different mood reading it. And yeah, it was my missing him and being a part of his teenage years and feeling a further distance. And it's still sometimes touching for me, but it certainly, I feel closer to it today than I was on the days that I wrote the song. I wrote the song to where it could be applied to anyone that just loves somebody, and where it wouldn't identify the person that I'm singing it about, or the person that anyone else is singing it about. I didn't identify that person because it was about my young son, but it could also fit anyone that loves someone that is going to be apart from them and be in a way. And so it's really a love song that she made it a sad love song. She made it a happy love song for me. And with her putting the contemporary feel to the music, and me getting to sing with her. And again, I'm such a fan of Danny's talent and her singing ability and her guitar playing ability. She has a gift and a light inside that shines. She is easy to have a lot of love and respect for.
Absolutely.
Do you think the two of you will collaborate again going forward?
I certainly hope so.
I hope so. We have actually some, I am coming to Nashville soon to do a couple of TV and press interviews with William, and we're going to be singing that song live. And we were working on another song together, so you never know.
Have you been able to sing it live yet, or not until you come to Nashville?
Yeah, recording. And when we were jamming on it as well at the Golden Era in William's music room, obviously we were singing it there, playing it for him with the music version.
What you said about saving your voice messages from your son, because I did that when my mom passed away, and
yeah, we both did.
We saved those, and they're treasures. And I'm so happy I have them. And some days when I really miss her, I'll just listen. So I totally get that. And I think that's such a neat way that you started this song and the process of this song.
And it's such a universal song.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. It touched my heart just for you saying that. Because I know it comes from my heart.
Absolutely.
That comes through for sure.
Yes.
I want to ask specifically, what is your writing process?
So my writing process is when I usually write songs, my words and guitar, melody, words and chords all come at the same time. In under 10 minutes, I've found some of my best songs. This was a totally different situation, because sometimes with collaborating, you can collaborate with someone in the studio where you're doing production, or in William's case, he already had a melody and the lyrics written. So it was more of an arrangement type, putting chords and music and finding the key he was already in, and then making it a bit more upbeat. And it was more like doing arranging, I guess. But it later became a duet. Originally, I was just trying to put music for it so that William could sing it for his son, Solomon. So, yeah, but usually with songwriting, every song's different. But my style of writing, it's more, I just like to get it out really quick and not think it out too much, and just let myself write. And it sounds like William did that the weekend writing. You know, stream of consciousness, and you're just kind of writing whatever comes out.
We have to take a minute to thank our sponsor, Brought Farm Designs. Brought Farm Designs offers the most adorable, handmade, washable, durable cat and dog bandanas and collar scrunchies. Our dogs look absolutely ravishing in theirs. Don't you want your dogs and cats to look as cool as ours? The coolest thing is that they hook onto the collar, so you don't have to worry about them falling off or worry about them ending up in someone's mouth. They are perfect and they are adorable. Did I say they're adorable? Go to BF Designs 7. That's BFDESIGNS 7 on Instagram, and send them a message and save 10% off your first order with the code Sisters in Song. Our dogs wholeheartedly approve.
So, William, I have a question for you. This is your very first song that you've ever written, even after all these years with the Oak Ridge Boys. I find that surprising, but awesome.
Well, it is my first song to write. I tried to write a song with another friend several years ago, 25, 30 years ago, maybe, but it was a failed attempt, I think, and it didn't inspire me to want to try to figure it out again. But what inspired me with this, it was something that I had to get out of me, and it was a anguish that I was dealing with that weekend, and my reflecting back on my life as a father and an absentee father on a lot of days that it certainly, they were never absent in my heart and in my mind. So that's the thing about being on the road, is every day is not a rosy day, and every day is not, the weather's not good, and every day has its own memories. But you got to keep your focus, and you can't allow bad situations to hold you back from moving ahead in life. And you can't hold on to bad feelings, and because it usually hurts someone holding bad feelings worse than anybody. Anyhow, you look back on life and you it was something that I wanted to, I was desperate to try to create something for him to not forget who I was, and that I could leave for him from my heart to him and let him know that I also had my heart on him.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
I imagine you traveled even more with the, you know, your first kids than you do now, I'm guessing.
I did. There was times that we would do 200 days a year on the road back when we were trying to make it. And then when we started having hit records, we were with Jim Halsey and the Jim Halsey Agency, which was the largest country agent in the business at that time. They don't usually bring it to you. You have to go out there to take the music to where the people are. And it takes that to keep the train running, basically.
So I'm curious, Danny, since you are working with such a seasoned veteran in the business, what would you say you've picked up as far as life lessons that you've learned from William?
William, as my auntie Jen actually said to me when I was already working with William, do you know who the Oak Ridge Boys are? And I didn't really. Town I'm from, Perth, you know, I heard Dolly Parton, Shania Twain, and I didn't unfortunately come across the Oak Ridge Boys, but when I got to see them at the Opry, I realized, wow, everyone knows their song, American Made, Elvira. Yeah, you know, I don't really think I knew who I was working with. And because William is so humble, so mystical and magical, he, you know, he's a painter and an artist, so he is a genius. He goes off into his own William's land, and he's so chill, especially when I stay at their house in Nashville with William and Simone, and they got dogs and cats running around, and it's I don't know if it's a farm, but it's a beautiful property. And he's just like, what I took from him working with him in his music room, he's just so chill and laid back, and he just lets life happen. And I love that energy. And even through all of his touring, and he's probably seen so much in the rock and roll industry he's been in, and country and gospel, he's probably seen so much, but he just takes everything like day by day. He's so chill. So I'd like to be like that.
You know, you both have such iconic voices, and the blend together on this song just is beautiful. So hats off to both of you for, you know, getting this chance to work together and making this come to life.
Right. Thanks, ladies.
Can we pick your brain a little bit about songwriting, if you don't mind? I was just going to say, as you're out touring and all of this, do you find it that you have like certain times for songwriting and then certain times for touring? I know this is your first songwriting adventure, William, but for Danny, do you tour a lot, and tell us kind of how your songwriting goes within that process?
So I do tour a lot through California, and at the moment I'm out here in Palm Springs near the desert, but I have played in all different cities of America. I haven't I'm coming back to Nashville soon. I haven't been to New York in a very long time. So there's lots of cities that I would love to actually tour. Like, I've never played in Texas, and that's on my dream list. But I do find when I'm touring, when I'm playing live shows, I don't write as many, but then there's times where I'll just randomly write a song during my performance. Like, it will just come out. I'll be in the middle of finishing another song. I'll put my loop on, and then I start jamming. I'm like, hang on, I think I've got a song here. And then I just start singing it. And then I'm hoping I can remember it afterwards. And usually I can't. So unless I voice memoed that song's way gone. But if it's a really good song, I do remember it. But I've had songs where, like, in my dream, I'm like, oh my gosh, that sounded like a hit song. And then I've forgotten it.
Oh, yeah.
But no, there was one American rock star off my next record that actually came. I was halfway out of a dream and I thought someone else wrote it. And then I was like, oh, I better write that down. I think it's an original because the person in my dream didn't write it. I guess I have spurts where I'll write 10 songs in one afternoon and then I don't for a little while. So I kind of, touring and songwriting, I kind of separate a little bit.
Yeah. Do you find the lyrics come first for you, or the melody and the song?
All at the same time, but it usually starts with a guitar riff and like four chords, and I'm like, oh, I like that vibe. And then bang, that I go into the lyrics.
I also love, William, that your song came out as all lyrics, because we mostly write lyrics. Well, we pretty much only write lyrics at this point. And so that's inspiring to me. I was like, oh, that's kind of how we work. And we are not good at melody yet. So
we're learning. Oh, we're learning. We're learning guitar. So
we'll awesome. Get there. You're learning together. Learning we guitar are. Together. That's great. Yes.
Silly sisters that do everything together.
Exactly.
Yeah. So outside of songwriting, what would you say your other interests are, both of you?
Well, I tell you what. My life for all these years has been, when I left the farm and left home, it's been about music. And I tried not to lose my focus or to get pulled off to this side or that side. It's to keep my focus and to also to remember where I'm headed and to not allow anyone to talk me out of what I see that it should be, you know. And it's a lot of times it's a slow go, but... you got to go, you got to move forward every day. I mean, we do what we did today, but tomorrow, can we do better? Can we do that as good or better? And I feel like that we continue to grow in life and we continue to learn.
Perfect. We are so excited.
Yes.
Come out. We're going
to. Congratulations to you both. And thank you so much for joining us tonight. We're going to kind of wrap things up. I know it's getting kind of late. So we thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today. And we know your busy schedules. So
excited for the song to be out in the world.
Yeah. Congrats.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you for having us, and all the best with your guitar playing and your songwriting.
Thank you. Both of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Great night. Bethany, thanks, Carolyn.
We look forward to next time.
All right. Right. Sounds good.
Here is the beautiful I've Got My Heart on You by William Lee Golden and Danny Stefanetti.
This one's for you. The first day that you came into my world, when I saw your eyes and in your smile, how that feeling was. I remember when you told me, I've got my heart on you. Those words I hold down deep inside, how I feel for you. And I'll never live a day. Shouting from the roof at the top of my lungs, oh, it's you, I've got my heart on you.
Traveling across the country from the East Coast to LA, took an all-night flight to London, Paris along the way. Walk Virgin Island beaches, watch the moon rise across the bay. Thank God now for treasure times, your beautiful place. And I'll never live a day without you. I'll never live a day without you. I could shout my heart on you. As the sunset fades, you are the light of my day. I've got you on my heart to stay. And as the sunset fades, got you on my heart to stay. And as the sunset fades, you are the light of my day. I got you on my heart to stay. I'll never live a day.
Say a special thanks to our sponsors, Brought Farm Designs, maker of adorable pet bandanas and scrunchies. Find them on Instagram at BFD7Designs. Remember, you can get 10% off your first order with the code SistersInSong. If you like this podcast, please be sure to like, rate, and review, and share with your friends and family. Why not even put us on your social media? If you're a musician and you want to chat with us, email us at NashvilleHotChickenMusic@gmail.com. We'll look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for listening to Sisters in Song.